Lesson 3.
Listen and repeat.
Mystery. A new mystery. A new mystery show.
Starring. A starring role. My first starring role.
Break. Big break. My big break.
Hit. Big hit. A big hit.
Money. Good money. Make good money.
Big. Make it. Make it big. Make it big in television.
Listen to this dialogue. It's a telephone conversation between Jeff Bennett and his old friend Karen.
Hello?
Hello, Karen. This is Jeff Bennett. Remember me?
Oh, hi, Jeff. Of course I remember you. Are you still an actor?
I'm still an actor. I'm here in Stamford to be in a new mystery show at WEFL. It's my first starring role.
Oh, Jeff, that's wonderful. You must be very excited.
I am. This new job is my big break. I think this show is going to be a big hit. I can make good money now. This is my chance to make it big in television.
Now let's listen to this conversation again. This time, repeat what Jeff says. When you say Jeff's words, think about what they mean. Okay, let's begin.
Hello?
Hello, Karen. This is Jeff Bennett. Remember me?
Oh, hi, Jeff. Of course I remember you. Are you still an actor?
I'm still an actor. I'm here in Stamford to be in a new mystery show at WEFL. It's my first starring role.
Oh, Jeff, that's wonderful. You must be very excited.
I am. This new job is my big break. I think this show is going to be a big hit. I can make good money now. This is my chance to make it big in television.
Now, correct the following statements about Jeff and Karen's conversation. For example, I say, Karen called Jeff. And you say,
No, Jeff called Karen.
I say, Jeff's a newscaster at WEFL. And you say,
No, Jeff's an actor at WEFL.
Ready? Let's begin. Karen called Jeff.
No, Jeff called Karen.
Jeff's a newscaster at WEFL.
No, Jeff's an actor at WEFL.
This is Jeff's third starring role.
No, this is Jeff's first starring role.
Karen says, "Oh, Jeff, that's wonderful. You must be very tired."
No, Karen says, "Oh, Jeff, that's wonderful. You must be very excited."
Jeff thinks the show is going to be awful.
No, Jeff thinks the show is going to be a big hit.
Jeff says, "This new job is a big mistake."
No, Jeff says, "This new job is my big break."
Jeff is making little money at WEFL.
No, Jeff is making good money at WEFL.
This is Jeff's chance to make it big in movies.
No, this is Jeff's chance to make it big in television.
Now let's listen to Jeff's mother, Mrs. Bennett, as she talks about her son.
I thought Jeff was going to stay in Los Angeles, but he ended up in New York. Now he has a job here. It could go on for years. Now I hope he's going to give up his apartment in New York and move back to Stamford forever.
Now listen again to Mrs. Bennett and repeat what she says.
I thought Jeff was going to stay in Los Angeles, but he ended up in New York. Now he has a job here. It could go on for years. Now I hope he's going to give up his apartment in New York and move back to Stamford forever.
Now you're going to make some statements about Jeff in the past. Use the words you hear to make the statements. For example, I say, "End up, New York." And you say, "He ended up in New York." I say, "Not stay, Stamford." And you say, "He didn't stay in Stamford." All right, let's begin. End up, New York.
He ended up in New York.
Not stay, Stamford.
He didn't stay in Stamford.
Not have job there.
He didn't have a job there.
Give up his apartment.
He gave up his apartment.
Move back, Stamford.
He moved back to Stamford.
Did Jeff really give up his apartment in New York? Did he really move back to Stamford forever? Well, his mother hopes he's going to. That is, if his job goes on for years. To end the lesson, let's listen to Jeff again.
This new job is my big break. It's a bigger role than anything I had in New York. And it's a more exciting role than anything I had in Los Angeles. This is my chance to make it big in television. I want my parents to be proud of me. I think I can do a good job. But I'm the star, and I'm a little scared. Stephen Wynn, I don't know what he thinks of me. But Linda Marino, she's friendlier than he is, and more helpful. I'm going to like working with her. Actually, I think I'm going to like working with everyone here.
Now listen again to what Jeff just said. But this time, repeat what you hear. Ready? Let's begin.
This new job is my big break. It's a bigger role than anything I had in New York. And it's a more exciting role than anything I had in Los Angeles. This is my chance to make it big in television. I want my parents to be proud of me. I think I can do a good job. But I'm the star. And I'm a little scared. Stephen Wynn. I don't know what he thinks of me. But Linda Marino, she's friendlier than he is, and more helpful. I'm going to like working with her. Actually, I think I'm going to like working with everyone here.
And this is the end of Lesson 3.